So let's review. In order to resolve two conflicting statements of Shmuel, whether one can be makdish eidavish label oilam, the Gemara deliberates how to view a nether where a woman says, Yikatru yodei lo yisein l'chi megarsha. Her hand should be kainim regarding their work after she gets divorced. The Gemara contrasts this to many similar cases of hekdish in order to determine whether it's considered a davar shalebel oilam. If someone says, Sada zu shemacharti loch taktish, the field that I sold you shall become kaidish. This is certainly not effective because it's initially, it's not his. Even if he says, Sada zu shemacharti loch likashekichenu mimchod taktish, it should be kaddish after he buys it back, when it is his. It's still not effective because it's a davar shalebel oilam, since it's not his at the time of the neder. However, if one says, Sada zu shani moich loch, the field that I presently own and am now selling to you should be kaidish after I buy it back from you. This is effective because it's considered a davar shabbat la'ilam, since it is his both at the time that he makes the neder and when it takes effect. The Gemara debates which of these scenarios is the most similar to our earlier case of yikatru yodei lo yisein l'chi megarsha. Reb Ila compares it to the third case of sada zu shani moich loch, as the Ran explains. Each has an advantage and a disadvantage. The case of Hektish has an advantage in that he has the power to be Makdish the field now, because it's his now. Whereas in the case of Neder, she does not have the power to forbid her hands now because she's Mushubedis Labaila. On the other hand, the case of Hektish has a disadvantage in that the field will completely leave his Rishus for a certain period of time while it belongs to the buyer. Whereas in the case of Neder, her hands are always in her rishos. They belong to her even while being meshubet to her husband. Therefore, Reb Ila holds that they are comparable and both are effective, because they are both considered a davar shabbat la'ilam. However, Reb Yirmiyah counters that yikatru yodei lo yisein l'chi megarsha is more comparable to the second case of sada zu shemacharti loch l'kshekichenu mimchot taktish, because in both cases, they do not have the power to make the hekdesh or neder now, and this issue is the more significant factor. Therefore, Reb Yirmiyah holds that both are not effective, because they are both considered a davar shaloi b'loilam. However, Reb Papa disagrees with Reb Yirmiyah and says that it's not comparable to the second case, because in the case of sada zu shemacharti loch l'kashkechenu mimchot taktish p'sikim el sayu, the field will completely leave his rishos because gufo per biyad l'kach. Whereas in the case of Yikatru Yodei Lo Yisein L'chi Megarsha, Gufa La'ilam Birshusahu, her hands are always in her rishus. Reb Papa holds that this issue is the more significant factor. Therefore, Reb Papa says that Yikatru Yodei Lo Yisein L'chi Megarsha is most comparable to a case of Sada Zu Shemishkanti Loch L'Kashavtenu Mimcha Taktish. A field that is presently a mashkin, collateral for a loan, should be kodesh after he redeems it. The hekdesh is effective, since the field is still legally his, albeit with a lien. So too, the neder is effective, since her hands belong to her, even with the shibud, because they are both considered a davar shabal oilam. However, the Gemara rejects Reb Papa's comparison based on a strong distinction. In the case of sada zu shemishkanti loch, l'kashavtenu mimcha taktish, it is biyadei levdaisei. It's his prerogative to redeem his field and remove the lien. And as the Ran explains, the ability to redeem the field is sufficient for it to be considered a davar shabbat la'ilam. However, in the case of yikatru yodei lo yisein l'chi megarsha, it is not miyado l'hisgarsh. A woman does not have the prerogative to divorce. Therefore, it's considered a davar shalayb la'ilam. And even in the case where the field was a mashkin l'esr shanim, where it's not miyado to redeem it now, however, hasim kids, there's a defined point after which he can redeem the field. However, isha mi'isla ketzisa, a woman never has the power of divorce. The Gemara therefore concedes the point that yikatru yodei lo yisein l'chi megarsha is a davar shaloi b'loilam, and indeed Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler that ein adam makdish davar shaloi b'loilam. However, he can still agree with Rabbi Yochanan Menuri that a woman can prohibit her hands to her husband while they are married, based on a new approach. And as Rabbi says, Hektesh Chametz B'Shichur Mafkim in the Shibud. A lien upon property is based on its owner. Although in a monetary transfer of ownership, the lien remains attached to it, but a change in bailus based on issues such as hektish, chomis, v'shichur supersedes the shibud. The lien cannot remain attached to it because the original bailum does not own it anymore. Therefore, the neder is effective because a neder is considered kedusha sagov, an inherent hektish, which revokes her husband's lien for ma'isidah. However, the neder is not effective from the time of the neder while they are married, because almur rabban l'shibudi debal kelekeach gamar. The chacham gave the husband ownership rights to her hands, and this cannot be affected by a neder. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri therefore adds, shem yigarsha, he should be concerned about a possible divorce when it can take effect, because he's no longer her husband. Zak the Mishnah, nadri ishtay b'savish nadri bitay, or nadri bitay b'savish nadri ishtay. If someone was told that his daughter made a neder, while in reality it was his wife, or vice versa, or if he misunderstood the type of neder that was made, nadri b'nazir b'savish nadri b'karben, nadri b'karben b'savish nadri b'nazir, mistaking a neder to bring a carbon for a neder to become a nazir, or if he was confused about the prohibited object, nadri b'te'enim b'savish nadri min ha'navim, nadri min ha'navim b'savish nadri min ha'te'enim, mixing of figs with grapes or vice versa, harezi yachzer b'yofer, an erroneous hafara is invalid and must be repeated. The Ran adds that a mistaken hakama is likewise invalid. In both cases, on the day he becomes aware of the correct situation, he has the choice to do hakama or hafara. The Gemara explains that the source for this halacha is the pasuk regarding hafara. Yani oisa dafko, he restrains her. We understand this to mean that he must have in mind that particular woman, and so too he cannot be mistaken about any other significant details. The Ran explains that the pasuk regarding hakama, the hechrishla, he is silent about her, is understood in the same way.